have lots of records.
The Element Brothers!
Bold Italy.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers!
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis!
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.
It couldn't be more clearer than that.
Yeah.
Scratchy record and everything. That's what we're all about.
Static click.
So once you understand the meaning of all of the promos that we play here, then you'll fully understand what we've got going on here at the Balcony.
Will they?
Well, don't you agree?
I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of here all the time, so I get it.
Well, when you put them all together, you know, you string them all together, and that sort of tells the story.
What happens when you play them backwards?
Oh, then it tells a completely different story.
You hear that Scott is the devil.
Yeah, really. And Anthony is like my torturing man.
You play it backwards.
Who beats me over the head on a regular basis.
You play
basis.
It backwards and goes, yeah, this Nevis, Scott is the devil.
So, yes, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
And it's Balcony Radio.
This is the devil-approved Balcony Radio. All hail Satan. Let's rock.
Oh, yes. Today we've got a good show.
Yes. Oh, yes. Today we got something extra special. Tell us what it is.
Today it's episode number 4 in our exploration of the more expanded versions of music in our libraries.
In our paeans to bong rock.
Yes. It's called Long Song Silver.
That's right. Long Song Silver, our testament to tunes, usually over 10 minutes long. We're stretching it with one of our songs in the show, which is only 9 minutes and 30 seconds long.
Yes.
But we'll let Prince get away with that shit later.
Because he's Prince.
Because he's Prince, yeah. So yeah, this is our testament to record or albums that take, or songs, sorry, that take up like a side of a record.
Or more or less. Or a third of a side.
That's always my thinking whenever you see a really long song, like on Blonde on Blonde, Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands is like one side.
Yeah, and it's 11 minutes long.
It's like 12 or 13. It's like 12 minutes, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and just like I used to have that on vinyl. And when you're looking at it, like on one side, there's like 3 or 4 or 5 songs, and you flip it over, and then there's like no skip.
Whoa.
It just looks weird. Like,
there's no breaks.
This one goes on forever.
And so, it goes and goes.
And so what we're doing this in the show is playing all the songs that go on and on and on, but don't feel like they do. Because these don't feel like 10-minute songs.
No, they're quite entertaining, and they're quite melodious, and they're not too weird.
Not too wanky, either.
Not too wanky.
Because I'm choosing today.
That's right, yes. That's right.
None of your prog rock today.
No, Anthony is the curator of the show today.
That's right. That's so good. We decided with the Long Song show that we should do a trade-off, where we each pick a show, and then the other guy chooses the other one. So this is my turn.
Yes.
So there'll be none of your Battle of Epping Forest bullshit. No
singing
in the
glass
guitar.
Okay.
None of that. No, there'll be no dwarves or fairies in the show today.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're going to play some serious shit. So let's get on with it. Here it is, starting you off right. The Funkadelic.
Free your mind, and your ass will follow.
Fire. The kingdom of heaven is within. will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within.
Free your mind!
And your ass will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within.
Yeah.
Give me that!
Here's my arm.
Yes. Yes, indeed. There you go.
What?
That was it. Funkadelics, man.
With their fake out ending, yes. I put in my cans really quick. We're like, oh, we're back.
They almost did it again there at the very end. Free your mind and your ass will follow.
Yeah.
Title track from that. From that record, we were just looking on the internet. As a matter of fact, at the artwork,
their work on that records is really cool. They're like, I really want to get Cosmic Slot framed.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah, no, you should go out and if you can find the vinyl releases of all the Funkadelic records.
No, that's the one I want. Look at that. Yeah. That's cool. That's not racist, is it? To have?
No, that's just beautiful artwork.
All right,
truly amazing.
I'm not white enough to make that uncomfortable.
Check out the artwork on Wikipedia, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, dig it. It's just great. So that's the Funkadelic. And man, they're just so
good.
A
little psycho.
They're just
crazy,
so good. They're like the closest. Like they're the Black Prog band. They really are in a way.
Yeah, aren't they? Yeah.
They really are because they can play anything. They can play forever.
And they do.
They can start and stop. They can do everything a prog band does, but with more bass. I think they're a Black Prog band. They really are. And when they get going, man.
They tear it up.
It's just that there are few bands, very few get to that level.
I've never seen George Clinton and Funkadelics or Parliament live.
I have.
You have. You saw them in New Orleans.
No,
didn't you?
Saw them here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw them at the Nokia Theater. And that story has been told before.
Oh,
but
yes.
Man.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I left tired.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was just
that
was
watching it. Just
that was a good show. Yeah, and how does that guy do that, man?
I don't know. That's good old George, man. Glad he's got the energy to do it.
Somebody has to.
So let's move on.
All right. So track two of
More
the
music.
Long Song Show is another band from way back when. From your beloved Summer of Love,
from
man.
From the beloved Summer of Love. And I don't know when this was recorded. This is from Sweeping Up the Spotlight.
I want to say this is 69.
Oh, there we go.
69.
Fillmore East, 1969.
All right, so this is them out of their element, kind of. They're on the East Coast.
East Coast, yeah.
In the New York City.
Which is still pretty crazed with the psychedelics.
Was that a psych? That's not really a psych town. That's a Velvet Underground town.
That's a more heroin town. Yeah.
That's a thumpy town. So let's see how the
Jefferson Airplane is who we're talking about.
Let's see how the airplane gets over New York. Play it.
So, live track, this is called The Other Side of This Life.
The song by Freddie Gill, back in '81, called The Other Side of This Life.
Upside down. I don't know where I'm going next. I'm
All right.
No, thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
Now,
thank
stop
you, boys.
Looking at us like that.
That's right. Turn your head the other way, please,
go,
Grace.
Go paint something, Grace. Go flip off a cop.
I'm sure. Oh, she's done that.
She's
many
done
every. Times.
Oh my God.
She's
my,
done that more than a dozen times.
To speak, let's give people some background. In real life, I recently took a drive through the Southwest to visit family in Colorado,
yes.
And I actually did think about her once when I was in New Mexico. Like, what if I saw Grace Slick? Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, does she live out there?
She lives in like what is the hippie Santa Fe? I think
oh,
she lives
Santa
in,
Fe.
No,
Mexico.
Actually, I actually
she lives in Taos.
I think she's at no, not at Taos. The other one, the really one, Sedona.
Sedona.
I think she lives
no,
in,
that's in Arizona, but.
Is it Arizona? I thought she lived in Arizona and New Mexico. No, she might live in Arizona, but I drove through Arizona too. And I just I have that feeling every time I go through the desert. Sometimes I think, like, where does Grace look like?
Yeah, really. Oh, no, if you've seen her, she's.
I'd run her over.
Well,
I would run Grace Slick over. I really would.
And then she'd flip you off.
And just, I would just say, that's for all the screaming in the Woodstock movie.
Well, she did quite a bit of screaming in that song, too. I mean, that was...
Yeah, just...
But that's the... For informational purposes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Jefferson Airplane and The Other Side of Life, live 1969 Fillmore East.
Grace Slick is the in-tune Yoko Ono.
Oh, that's a very difficult comparison to actually
they're both
swallow.
Screamer. They're both screamers.
Well, no.
And Grace Slick was in tune.
Yeah.
She's probably a better artist, too.
There's a great deal of argument that could be put up to that analogy right there. You know, I certainly would not draw any comparisons between Yoko Ono and Grace Slick. None whatsoever. Other than they're both female and they sing somewhat.
Somewhat. And they make art.
Yeah, somewhat.
And they married well.
Several times.
One better than the other.
All right, enough
let's
of that.
Get back to the
We've
tunes.
Trashed everybody let's, enough. We've got to get back to the
so,
news before
yeah, let's
we
get back
really
to the, let's
come
back.
After us and really just tear us a new one.
Back to the music. So,
we shall.
So as a gift to you, I thought I should have at least one stupid prog band in the show.
Oh, thanks.
So here they are.
You've this got is, two, actually. I hate to
I know,
say it, but
I know,
you've got two.
I know, but the other one's foreign, so they don't count.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll let it go.
Because they're one of my German influences.
We'll talk about
Falco
that later.
And Hasselhoff, yes. So, but this is somebody that you're pretty fond of.
Yes.
And I'll, you know, I.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
It's really grudging to admit that they're great.
They did like one or two good things.
They're know? Really good. I'm not a prog person. And their Christmas stuff is so good.
Yes,
I love
it is.
Father Christmas so much.
You like that song a
I
lot.
I love that song.
Yeah, well, we play that on the Christmas
show. We do that on the Christmas we'll show. And I just, I love that song so much. And the I've heard of their early records are really great, and it just I hate liking a prog band. I just really do. I hate the fact that they're a prog band, and I fucking like them.
I think it's the 70s. It's more.
They're druggy rock. They're I guess that they're you know what they're the 70s version of Psych. I think because they're not really they're not like Yes. Or Rush.
True.
They're not.
True.
They're not like. Hold on, while I play this really this fucking 16th by 7 measure or whatever bullshit. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer just they're guys and they play more symphonically.
Yeah,
kind of. It's
yeah.
just it's just their music is like. I don't know how to describe it.
Symphonic. That's it's or its origins are in classical music.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
yeah, they're
of,
more classically inclined than the other bands. The
yes.
other bands is just like, oh, we're just showing you we can play a really complicated fucking song.
Correct.
And Emerson, Lake, and Palmer are sort of like
a more literate side.
They're just it's such a British take on prog because it's pastoral and kind of pretty and with guitars and lush sounding scapes and everything. It's just really groovy, and I really like them, and I just hate that.
I love
me off.
Hate. Well, let's see if we can cure
yeah.
this love-hate
so,
relationship. Play some music.
This
here.
Is an awesome 12-minute song that doesn't feel like no 12 minutes, and it pisses me off.
From the first Emerson, Lake, and Palmer record, here's this is called
Take a Pebble.
Take a Pebble.
Thank you. Just take a pebble and cast it to the sea. Then watch the ripples that unfold into me. My face spills so gently into your eyes, disturbing the waters of our lives. Shreds of our memories are lying on your grass. Wounded words of laughter are graveyards of the past. Photographs of gray and torn scattered in your field. Letters of your memories are not
Yes, indeed. Very nice, very nice. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer
yeah.
from their first record, and that is Take a Pebble.
My favorite part is about 5.5 minutes through when the song starts. And that's the best. It's like, oh, an instrument.
Yeah, no, it's, yes. They get and it goes, bring.
And well, it's it starts my favorite it part.
Does that little hoedown thing
my
in, the,
favorite part.
In the middle there. So.
I wish that part was 9 minutes long. But that's in a perfect world.
Oh, so. Well, so it goes.
Exactly. So,
this
you, know,
is,
you know what I just thought? Mm. It's time for the plugs.
Yes.
And it's your turn.
No, I did
you
it
know,
last
time. You know, I did it last time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I remember that very well.
Well, okay.
Because I prattled on and on and on.
Oh, you prattled, all right.
So let's keep it brief since the songs are so goddamn long.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can contact
Look,
us
you just
here.
Heard him do it.
Yes.
Contact you're a real us. Pro, man. You're,
contact
you're a
us here
pro.
At the balcony here at...
I'm just going to keep stepping all over you.
Balcony right? Radio at gmail.com. That's our email address.
Message us.
Message us. No. Well, no, we don't have a messaging service, but send us the email. Balcony Radio.
Should we Twitter?
No, okay.
We Facebook, that's enough.
BalconyRadio@gmail.com is the email address. And, of course, that leads you back to the website, BalconyRadio.com, where you can hear all of our past episodes of all of our shows, all 24 of our shows. And you can also hear, you can also subscribe to our RSS feed there. And you'll get two shows every week, which means that you'll get one show on Sunday, which would be one of our multi-genre shows like this one or our psych show or stone show or whatever. That's on Sunday nights. And on Wednesday nights, we drop the 101 series, which are topics in rock and roll. And that's the who, what, and where. So we kind of explore different things musically and topically on Wednesday nights with the 101 series. And, of course, excuse me, you can purchase all of the music that you hear at balconyradio.com. securely through Amazon, and that of course goes to support us here and get us all kinds of new equipment and new music and all kinds of stuff and really make things sound better here. And of course you can friend us at Facebook at facebook.com/balconyradiofm. And I think that just about covers all of the plugs. So not to prattle on too much longer, and we'll get right back into the music.
That was the fastest ever, man.
Yes. Well, since it's a long song show, we have to get things moving along quickly so mm-hmm. we don't bore people
yes.
with too much rattling.
So they
and
can
prattling.
Get back to their bong rock, right?
That's right. And doing the thing that they love to do best, listening
Actually,
to that type of music.
This song is going to shake your ass for 9.5 minutes.
True.
This is the Prince.
This is Mr. Prince.
This is top of game, top
Mr.
shelf Prince.
Mr. Nelson, I should say.
Prince Rogers Nelson with the Revolution, Wendy Andy and Lisa and those other people.
From a classic record.
Is this, you know what I'm going to say? My favorite Prince record.
1999 mm-hmm. is your favorite Prince
the
record.
The title track is just the hottest jam ever.
And it really holds up?
It just stomps. I know, every time it comes on the radio, it's a turn-up song every time. My bass is all the way up to 5. It's like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
And this is another pumper from that record.
Yeah, here's a deep track from 1999. This is Automatic.
It's automatic. understand you. You're too complex. They say nothing's perfect, but they don't know you.
Is nobody too? Can you hear me?
Yeah, all right.
Prince
and the Revolution.
That was really good. Man.
From the 1999 record, that was Automatic. One of the songs that you don't hear all that often.
No, because it's 9 minutes long.
Yeah, that's right. Just doesn't fit on anybody's playlist. Except ours.
Except ours, exactly. You beat me to it, you bastard. Except ours, because we don't care. We actually set aside time for 10-minute songs. Who does that? Not even college radio. I don't think I've
actually
never,
give it a showcase.
Yeah, I don't think there's any show like this on the radio. I can't think of one.
No, this is an original idea. No, I think
I'm sure. Well, actually, that Grateful Dead show probably does a lot of 10-minute songs.
I think my next show, I'm going to maybe pick like 3 songs that'll play.
Oh, fuck you. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's cruel.
That would be me. No, I won't do that.
Here we are. How the West Was Won. Led Zeppelin, 27 minutes.
What's the point? There's no point in doing that. So that's we gotta just, have some
that's
fun.
That's just
with it.
Cruel.
That's gonna be cruel and unusual punishment. So we'll keep it nice, but it'll be a good show, I promise you. So anyway, let's get back to more music now.
Yeah, what are we playing next? Oh, here we go. This is good.
Yes, from a remastered
version
of the album American Beauty. We're gonna listen to some music by the Grateful Dead now. And this is going to be some live music. It's going to be in Englishtown, New Jersey, September 3rd, 1977. And this is, of course...
This is a good era for the Dead.
Yes, it is. 77 is that's an excellent year. So let's get to it. Start some trucking.
Chief cash still keep chugging, and like the dear dumb man, together, more or less in life, just keep chugging on. Now hills of neon and flashing marquees on the main street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas got a soft machine. Houston too close to New Orleans. And New York got the ways and means that we just won't let you be. You meet on the streets, pick a true love. Yeah, most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. And one of these days they know they better be going out of the door and down to the street all alone. Drugging like the two-dime man once told me you got to play your hand. There's sometimes cause it worth the dime if you don't lay them down. Sweet Jane, she's lost her sparkle, you know she isn't the same. They living on reds and vitamin C and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame. Trucking up to Buffalo, I've been thinking about to mellow slow. It takes time, you pick a place to go. Just keep chugging, oh, your window. It gotta get big on and kick the door in again. But I'd like to get some sleep before I travel. But if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in. Busted down the Bourbon Street. Sit up like a bowling pin. They knocked down. You get to wear it thin. That just won't let you be. Travel the time. forsaken and revoked yourself for trying. Light out of the door, light out, look all around. Don't turn the lights on, shining on me. We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. The Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Live and live and live. 1977.
There's a lot more audience noise on that track.
Yeah, there might be something at the end of that.
I do. Yeah, we're waiting around for something. It was some sort of mysticism from Jerry or something.
No, I think they probably do come back and do something.
I guess. Yeah, they start the next fucking song in another 45 seconds.
That's right. Come back for their next encore.
But, oh, man.
Grateful Dead, Truckin' Live.
Every time I hear an old Dead song,
Englishtown, New Jersey.
I always think, damn it, I wish I'd seen them. I really, really do.
I saw them.
You saw them, and we actually know other people who've seen them, right?
Yes.
Like our friend, the drug dealer Mike, saw them.
Yeah, right.
Did Bill see them?
No.
Okay. No. I know. My mom saw the Grateful Dead. She actually saw them once, too. And I was really fucking jealous. Because she just said it like, oh, man, I've seen them. I didn't really know. I was like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. There's no doubt about it.
That's the jealousy I have for people the generation above me. You had better rock and roll than I did.
Yeah. Well, it was good for a while there. You know,
it was very good. It was very good.
So it was a.
You grew up with David Bowie. Shut up.
Yes, he was amazing live too. No doubt about that. I saw him with Nine Inch Nails.
Fuck you.
That was truly amazing.
That was loud, wasn't it?
That was really loud. But both were.
I'm afraid of Americans.
No, wasn't that? No, he did that quite well, actually.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. That's a really good song.
Yeah. So let's move along with more music now.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, here's another one I picked for you.
Yes.
Yeah, another Prague.
Thank you.
Some foreign Prague.
some international Prague.
Yeah, here's some serious krautrock.
Krautrock, okay. This is Neu from Neu 2. This is called
Für immer.
We'll be right back.
That's, all of a sudden, it was the quiet storm in there.
Death. That's it. So, there you go. No way.
I love the kraut rock. Bunch of nihilists. Nihilists playing rock and roll.
Zwei. Nice. It's from Neuzwei.
I will have the Lincolnberry pancakes.
Neuzwei.
What does that mean?
It means Neu too.
That's what the, does Neu mean? Just new?
New. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that their band is just new. They're really great. The first two Neu records, oh. That
Which is what that was from.
That is some chugging rock and roll. I just love all their songs have that feeling of just slang, relentless beat. That's just such a beat.
Yes, that's the kraut rock style.
It is. It's like Kraftwerk with guitars. It's just great. I mean, just really cool. I don't know why, but for some reason, German people inclined to dance. It's just weird.
for 11 minutes at a stretch.
They're just inclined to dance. They make dance music for serious shit. That's all that disco DJ shit, whatever. That all comes out of Berlin and whatever. And
yeah, that's right.
That's like the epicenter for that god-awful trance music. And it's just like, German krauts just want to dance. I just love that about them.
Then they epitomize it.
It makes
that's
up for
really
a lot
great.
Of bad history.
Yeah, that's true. We'll leave that alone. But they do have a nice musical culture, and they've done some. In the 80s, there was some really great stuff.
Yeah.
Outside of the krautrock stuff, there was some.
Yeah, they had some good
great
new wave stuff too.
New wave was really amazing. Out of
Bowie went there for a reason, man. Like he knew what was up. I hope the mics picked that up.
I think they did. Anyway, that was the last
Somebody
song.
Somebody took a hard turn outside the balcony.
That's right. That was our last track. And,
we got one more song.
Yeah, but we're going to wind it up here.
We're going to do that. Yeah, that's the show.
That's the show, man. Hope you enjoyed that. And
so that was really fun playing some long-ass tunes.
Yeah, let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's right. And please be our friends on the Facebook. Talk music with us. It's fun.
Yeah, we like music, man. Yeah. So
who doesn't? Even terrorists do.
This was Long Song Silver, Episode 4.
Episode Quattro, yes. Long Song Silver.
Hope you like that.
Yes. So we're finishing up with this band who I'm not super familiar with, but I really
Rare
like this
Earth.
Tune.
Oh, you've. Yes.
I know the song, and it's why I picked it, because the song is great. But
yes. Well,
tell
Rare
me a little
Earth.
About this band.
Well,
teach me, man.
Teach you. Well, they're going to do a Temptations song here in just a minute.
Very
and,
well, too.
They their big song was da 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 da.
Yeah,
da, da,
what's it called? it's called da 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 da.
Actually, you can pull out the Rare Earth CD that I've got sitting on my shelf there. It should be right there, right about down, right to the right, to the right. There, somewhere in there. There you go.
Get ready.
Get ready. That's the name of the song.
That's a cover, too.
Yes, it is. So they were basically late 60s, early 70s.
They were white guys trying to play Motown.
And they were on Motown. They were the only, while, the only white band on Motown.
Look at that. Look at that.
How about
you know
that?
That is? That's cred.
And that's why they do all these great Motown songs on there.
They're the White Funk Brothers.
On their. There you go. So we're going to listen to I Know I'm Losing You. And.
Yeah, dig it. This is a great song.
Thanks for listening. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. You're the audience. And thanks for being part of the show.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you.
your touch, your touch has gone cold. As if someone else controls your very soul. I fooled myself long as I can.
We'll be right back. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. You like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Glee.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
It's the aunt to song.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Oh, my God.